Stockwell will be joining us in a few moments. The U.S. Surgeon General's new statement on movie smoking will be part of our discussion. If you haven't heard that, we'll get to it in a few moments as we cover the things that are going on in the world today, courtesy of our minds and our mouths. You can share through your mind and or your mouth, 888-302-3684, or expressing yourself in the social media world is a-okay thing to do, too. Ken Kessler monitoring that. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, email to Kenny or to Jennifer or to Doug or Rich at DougStefan.com. Another thought for the day comes from Soren Kierkegaard. You know who he is, Richie, right?
Soren, no pressure.
No. Kierkegaard. No,
this isn't Joren van der Sloot you're
talking about. No, it's going to be one of those, oh yeah, I know that one. Yeah.
All right. Give it to me. Well, I had to...
Was philosopher?
Carl, can I say philosopher? Young. Yeah, he's a philosopher.
Philosopher,
yeah.
Right.
Young is a psychologist, a psychiatrist of sort, and I had something from him earlier on. This thought is, I think, pretty poignant, frankly. That's why I'm passing it along. To dare is to lose one's footing momentarily. To not dare is to lose oneself. Take a chance, in other words. Move it along. Give yourself the opportunity to fail. 9 times out of 10, you won't. So give yourself, build your own confidence up. I think some people learn that because their parents instill that in them. Some people learn it because that's just their style. That's what they're all about. And some people never learn it. And so they live life cowering sort of in the shadows without really busting out. Like in June, remember the song, June is busting out all over? Don't you want to have a life in which what you your passions are busting out from every pore? You can feel it. The people, the one thing that I like about the people that are my friends that I surround myself with on this program, that they all have passion, and it busts out. Jennifer, well, in more ways than
I bust Jennifer. Out all
yeah,
over.
Right, just, and then Richie.
And in the right places,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So now I go from something serious to something silly.
That's what we do.
Search resuming for the missing Malaysian airplane because bad weather is now good weather. Bad weather's gone. Good weather is bringing in lots of aircraft for the overview. United States flying over with planes, China, Japan, South Korea, Australia. But the most important and most interesting device is this sort of trawler thing that takes movies underwater. And it also has sounding mechanisms.
It's the sled is what they call it.
They call it the sled. But I think they're also using some kind of really deep water submersible, too. Aren't they? They go down and kind of nose around like they use for the Titanic. Isn't there something like that being used, too, Jennifer?
They have those, what are they, like torpedoes with the cameras on them,
right.
And sonar. Yes.
Right. What I find most amusing, because we always have to find some entertainment quotient when it comes to this sort of thing, Jon Stewart last night on The Daily Show took some wonderful shots at both CNN and Fox, because they're back and forth. CNN has had tremendous rating increases because of their sticking to this Malaysian thing,
but
whether
have
it's
you
boring
noticed
the same thing over and
the
over.
The bit again. Is all about CNN.
Right.
And then he goes and teases CNN because Fox is covering CNN's coverage.
Right. And because
of the
Fox
Malaysian
is losing
airliner.
Viewers because of the
right.
people going over to CNN. So Fox is trying to
but
take
CNN
a shot at
them.
But CNN
has, like, nixed all of their programming. Instead, now they're doing this nonstop
wall
coverage.
To wall.
And so now, is this CNN's new thing? Are they going to stop being the most respected agency in news because they are sensationalizing everything?
Sailed.
I mean, it's like
that ship
and
sailed
sunk.
A while ago. Yeah.
It sailed and sunk. So whatever they can do to get people to watch this, still there's talk that Jay Leno was going to do something there. That'd be kind of the Hollywood Reporter story that I read this week that I was talking about a couple of times suggests that he, because he and Zucker are sort of friends from the NBC days, that Zucker has talked to him about doing something not necessarily on a daily basis. What I think, just as an aside, that Jay Leno ought to do, and it looks like he's going to do it because apparently, Richie, his car thing on the YouTube channel is so successful, they want to make some sort of a weekly show out of it.
Leno's Garage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think that would be kind of interesting to see him working
cool.
on cars.
That would be cool. I would. Yeah. I watch all those shows anyway, so.
Jennifer, wasn't your father telling us at lunch the other day that he talked to Jay Leno about a car collection? Leno must get calls like that all the time. He's got the biggest antique car collection in the country now in a hangar at the Burbank Airport. That's how big it is.
It's a big collection, yeah.
We have a bunch of car shows on the network here on Saturdays, and he's on them all the time.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he loves the cars, so he's got to be getting a little stir-crazy, wanting to go back on and do something, and that would be at least one thing that he could do, a number of things he ought to be doing, frankly, looking at least, who am I to say what he ought to do, but I think that we all miss, I just kind of miss listening to his monologue every morning, because we play little bits and pieces of these guys who are supposed to be funny, and most of them are not very funny. All right, so the most credible lead that they have, back to the Malaysian airliner for a second, are these satellite scanning images of the Indian Ocean. And what is it they say? 122 objects have been found in this debris field. It's about the size of the state of Alaska. Good luck finding those, Charlie.
I told you we would be the ones to find this airplane.
Because you have those French satellites.
I was able to find your girlfriend, and we found the airplane, too.
Pierre, I have a question for you.
Oui, what?
Because something about this smells kind of fishy. Actually, a little more fishy than you, Pierre.
We are very good at smelling fishy things.
Why are you involved? Usually your kinfolk don't like to get involved with
this
these investigations.
True. We do not like to get involved with nothing. Because mainly, we don't like to spend the money. We spend the money on the women, the wine, the cheese, the stupid tally in the middle of the city. We don't like to get involved in world affairs. As it was shown in the World War II, we did not like to get involved until we had to. Because our butts were on the line. So, yeah, we don't.
But why are you involved now if you don't like to be involved?
Because we knew that we were the only ones who could find this airplane. Because we found Doug's girlfriend.
Thank you. Thank you, Pierre.
Very nice.
I'm here to help.
All right, yeah, that's good to know. Speaking of help, Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to help us understand other than the obvious. What's wrong with smoking? We'll talk about that and a number of other things as time allows, as the program continues 14 after the hour now.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy, the water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay, here I come.
I got you, good job.
I did it, that was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right. 16 past the hour, the Doug Steffen program. I'm going to read to you something that came out of an ad that was in the Hollywood Reporter the other day. It reads, "The billions of impressions of tobacco use that movies deliver, combined with the fact that conventional cigarette advertising on TV and radio has been banned, other forms of advertising directed at youth severely restricted since 1999, emphasizes the importance of on-screen smoking in the movies as one of the largest remaining unrestricted traditional media channels promoting smoking and tobacco use. The Surgeon General's report reviewed the historical links between the tobacco companies and the movie industry based on box office data. It's been estimated youth exposed to 14 billion in-theater tobacco use impressions in youth-rated films in the past year. Youth who are exposed to images of smoking in movies are more likely to smoke. Those who experience the most exposure to on-screen smoking are approximately twice as likely to begin smoking as those who receive the least exposure." So, Jack Stockwell, I wonder, as you think about the vagaries of smoking, you're a Nooker chiropractor dealing basically with spine issues, alignment issues, neck, that sort of thing, but overall health in general. Do bones get weaker if there's tobacco use, a lot of tobacco use, or even when we're talking now about smoke, a lot of people talk about marijuana? What happens when you ingest this stuff to your bones?
Well, anything that gets into the bloodstream is going to get into the bones, just as it gets into almost all the organs of the body. Fortunately, the brain has the blood-brain barrier that protects the brain to some degree. But anything that's in a bloodstream is going to be in the bones. It's going to get into the marrow of the bones. And we know that a lot of the problem that afflicts that kind of toxic intake into the body has a cumulative effect. And the bone marrow, for one thing, seems to become a storehouse for certain kinds of toxic elements.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I wondered about. Yeah, I wondered about that.
Well, it's the
because
it's kind of like the bank. It's the reservoir.
Yeah, mostly we talk about the lungs being the storage area for the maladies that would happen as a result of smoking, but that's not really accurate.
No. And also, there are fat-soluble toxic elements that are in the wrappers, the paper that wraps the tobacco. You know, we have an incredible forbidden doctor stop smoking protocol.
That's why I asked
so many people.
Go to Jack Stockwell. Let me just tell people. Go to jackstockwell.com, the forbidden doctor. So give us more info on what you have at the forbidden doctor site.
Well, at jackstockwell.com, or you can go to office at jackstockwell.com and request it. We'll just email it to you. We have it digital, an incredible program to stop smoking. Because the thing that a lot of people have discovered out there, not just my office, with the history of taking care of my patients that smoke, it's not so much the nicotine that one gets addicted to as it is the sugar that this tobacco is laced with. The French learned this back in the 1700s. The way to get people addicted to tobacco was to lace the tobacco with sugar. And it's the caramelized sugar that the brain gets addicted to much more than nicotine.
That's what most people don't know.
Yeah,
about
there's an easy way to get rid of this. Just office at jackstockwell.com.
All right, check it out, jackstockwell.com. The vagaries of smoking, and I think marijuana fits into that, by the way, frankly. 21 after the hour on the Doug Steffen program.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
When I review some of the pop hits of the 80s especially, this song always comes close to the top of what I have enjoyed listening to when you get to that era. Today we have for you in the next few minutes the top five songs from this week in 1983, starting with Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders and Back on the Chain Gang. Crank it up, Richie. Number five. Number five. I say Hynde?
Yeah.
Hynde. You're right. She specializes in Hynde.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh. Ah. Ah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ah. Back on the Chain Gang. Ah. She's playing the guitar here, too, isn't she?
She plays a Rickenbacker guitar, yes.
Rickenbacker. Mm-hmm. You snob. You're trying to press us with what you know about guitar. There it is. Crank it up, Richie. Come on.
That's not her.
That's not her?
Yeah, she plays her.
I don't know, Rickenbacker from Williamstead. Get that, Eddie Rickenbacker. Get that, Richie.
I got you. Tom Petty plays a Rickenbacker.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I play a Massey Ferguson.
I play a Gresh.
You're a Fender.
Uh-huh.
You're a Fender. All right, so I'm sorry to have to leave this to get to the number four song, especially when you hear what it is.
I know.
Hey.
Okay, so.
Number four.
Great. Are you guys kidding?
But we're being. Let's see. How are we being? We're being man friends.
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but Dougie, you don't like manly music.
You have to hand in your man card if you like this song.
Right. No, I don't have to hand in my.
You gotta take it easy.
I don't have to prove my manhood to you, Richie.
Thank God.
You guys want to be alone?
No, please. I need you right now.
Not for this, anyway. All right. What, you don't trust me in the dark, Richie? Is that what you're saying?
Let's move on to a manlier song.
Lionel Richie, number four. All right, number three this week. 1983 is the year Dionel, where did that come from? Dionel Richie. Duran, hungry. Like a whoop.
Not really a manlier song.
No.
But guys go, they kind of laugh when they hear this song. They're like, all right, yeah.
They laugh even more when they hear the number two song this week in 1983.
Those really are pillows.
They really are pillows, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Boy George. Mr. O'Dowd and the Culture Club.
Wow, what a week this is.
The zero that you're in. There's something captured in the studio with a song like this that you cannot hear on the stage. Kind of like Cher and some of the stuff that she does. You can't reinvent the sound that's created by being able to mix these songs the way producers and engineers
do. Yeah, the post-production. I mean, cannot recreate that.
No, can't do it. That's why some people get disappointed when they listen to some of these highly produced groups, that when they go out in public, they don't sound as flat. Comparison to how it sounds on the record or in the audio.
Yeah, they can't tweak their voice to make it as perfect.
No, and that's what happened here. Okay, so that was number two. Number one this week, 1983, Michael Jackson. Man, I heard this a lot this week. I don't know, this just added to K-Earth's rotation.
No, it's because there was that guy that said that his mom was Billie Jean and he was Michael's illegitimate son.
Oh, that's right, too. Yeah, yeah. Tell us more about that, Jennifer.
That's
I remember
the
seeing
story.
That. Oh, that's it. Okay.
The
thank
story
you.
Is that he said his mom was Billie Jean and that he had DNA proof that he was Michael's son, and then TMZ discredited him, saying it was like, you know, big fake.
Good story, though.
Great story.
To take a song and make a real-life soap opera story out of it.
But TMZ is now the authority. I always love that.
They do their work. They do their homework.
All right, so those are the top five songs from this week in 1983 here on Good Day.
Passwords. How many do you have?
You'll want to change those periodically.
And it's a good idea to figure out a system to remember them. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. I recently chatted with a computer expert, and he suggested three passwords. Two really complicated ones with symbols, numbers, and letters for your really important financial accounts. Then an easier-to-remember password for things like email and Facebook. That one can have the same first few numbers and letters, say a friend's address, and then you add an extra little tag on the end of each account to reference it. So for Facebook, you might add FB1, and for your email account, EM1.
You're not selecting passwords that are easily guessable.
AARP Financial Educator, John Dolphiné.
Don't use your maiden name. Use something that's more challenging for somebody to try to guess.
For more on passwords and how to protect yourself, check out AARP's new Fraud Watch Network. There's a link on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications radio network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Valuable discussion of the issues of the day, the Doug Steffen Good Day Way, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Morris. So, Kenny, let's go to social media for a moment or two, if we may, with your permission. Issues that are being discussed by people, Twitter.com. No, wait, I always do that backwards. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. And you should be thankful, Richie, that I even get all of that stuff.
You're getting better with this stuff.
Yeah. I am, yeah. All right, so Kenny, what's up?
Well, to get away from the Malaysian plane for a little bit, on our Facebook page, we have some stuff you can share. New pictures from the farm of cows for you, and a brand new promo for 24.
Really?
Coming new season. That's
ooh,
just over a month away.
All right. And by the way, we'll have some pictures, I think, tomorrow of Charlotte on the plane with me. That's neat. This is Charlotte.
This is the only dog I know that gets to fly first class, just FYI.
There was a lady sitting beside me whose husband was up a few seats, and I said, do you want to move down there? And that person made me move up here. She says, no, I want to spend time with your dog. So Charlotte's sitting on the floor, and I had fallen asleep. And Charlotte walked out when I was asleep. I know that she sleeps on the floor underneath the seat in front for the most part, or she'll be handy by. And so when I fell asleep for a while, she walked up to the galley. She just walked up to the front of the plane. And she's sitting there when I wake up, and the flight attendants are feeding her. She's so I go up and I get her, and she said, no, why don't you leave her up here for a little while? Because they'd finished serving lunch. And I said, well, if you want to spend time with her. So the lady in the seat in front of me is now interested, because she has dogs at home, and she had brought a dog with her, but it was too big. So she brings Charlotte back to her seat, puts Charlotte in her lap, and covers her up with a blanket. So when I sit behind her, Charlotte's looking at me, so we have some pictures of that. But it just is, it is fun to see how people react. When you bring a dog onto a plane, you see more and more dogs.
That's the thing. Usually you have to keep them in the carrier.
No,
how is it?
Not anymore. They're having too many.
I just flew with two dogs at Christmas time.
Yeah, I understand. But there are more and more people.
Dogs fly first class.
Well, but you can. There are ways that you can figure out how to do it. The point is that most people who have dogs that really care about them won't fly them underneath the plane because too many things happen.
I would never fly my dog underneath the plane.
Under the belly of the plane. Anyway, so the point is we got some pictures, Kenny, that I'll have that show the sort of fun that people had with Cher. She just, people want to have that, whatever that connection is, she is just such a character. And she is very interested, very curious what's going on. And I don't know if I had run asleep. The better thing was that she didn't go to the back of the plane instead of heading up to the front of the plane, but she just followed the smell of the food that they were cooking up there. All right, so what else have you got? A little short story, a short diversion. Jenny, what else do you have?
Let's see. The only other thing really is comments about the plane, if you want some more of those.
Nah, I've had enough of that. Let's keep going. All right, let's move beyond the plane. The Washington mudslide is the thing that not fascinates me, but has captured my attention this week because I think it's important in a number of different ways, showing how well-trained the rescuers are. But the frustration is that as they search for survivors after this massive landslide, I don't think you can begin to understand what this devastation is.
I can't wrap my head around how
it is.
It's
a square mile,
know,
60
huge.
Foot of mud. You just, I mean, the fact they recovered a couple of more bodies yesterday, I think, or 18, is that the right number? I think
they're 18 now, yeah.
Yeah, they believe
it. Speaking of dogs, I mean, those are kind of taking the lead. The German Shepherds there are kind of taking the lead on
sniffing around
and
trying to find people.
A dog yesterday.
Yeah.
Which
The Senate Intelligence Committee yesterday went back to what they did 3 years ago. They reconsidered but then rejected another alternate ways, if you will, for the NSA to collect and store America's phone records. I don't quite understand this. I thought we had a big push on to, well, that's Mr. Obama, I guess.
One of the dilemmas here is they decided, okay, we're not going to create a new government agency to store all of this information.
No.
The phone companies already have it. We'll just require them to hold on to it for 18 months. But then when the FBI or the CIA needs the information, they have to figure out a system where they can get it and get it now. It's 3 a.m. in the morning. They got a hot lead on somebody. They want the information right now. How do they get it? So there's a court system that they have to go through to get a judge, to get a subpoena, to get the information. But then the roadblock here was that Verizon and AT&T and Sprint and all of the different phone companies store their information in a different way.
Yeah.
So they have to come up with a system where, okay, the government computers can access the information and it's all kind of, they've got a system where everybody's on the same thing. So it's not an Excel document with all the columns switched around. It's all formatted the same way.
All right.
And that's what they're trying to do now.
For that explanation, that was very good. The concession now on the part of the administration to grant more time for people to apply for health care because everybody, as usual, that seems to be the American way, waiting for the last minute. Wait for the last minute for our taxes. Last minute. You got to have deadlines. Otherwise, people won't do what they're being asked to do, or in this case, I guess, supposed to do. So if you're unable to complete your registration process before March 31st, you will be given more time. I think that's the new part of that, new news there,
right,
if you will. Let's see here. The Secret Service.
Oh, these guys.
Three agents, drunk. They were sent home just before the president's arrival. They were in a hotel in Amsterdam, and they were all buzzed. So the bosses found them.
Is that surprising to anybody anymore?
The Secret Service has become a...
It's like a party.
A dumping ground, but it's a dumping ground.
What is going on here? So apparently one guy just got out of control drunk.
Yeah.
And they are also punishing two others for not taking care of him, for basically just letting him wander around drunk.
Right, yeah.
So here you go. You guys get a free trip home. Congratulations.
Adios.
But the Secret Service has become a joke in the past 5 years or something.
Joke. NASA in the news today, taking snow surveys. They want to measure snowpack and water content. They've sent planes over the mountains of California and the mountains of Colorado to figure out how much water is there because of the worry, especially in California, about the drought. And with all the snow they've had in Colorado, they're trying to figure out how to get the snow, which when it melts to water, over to California. That'd be an interesting feat, won't it? How do you move?
It's a lot of little water bottles.
Yeah, where's Mulholland when we need it? Yeah. Yeah, by the way, the reason I make that reference is because Mr. Mulholland was the one who figured out how to get the water down from Northern California to the deserts of Southern California. All right, what else here? A growing number of cities allowing pets to join families wanting to have they want to get, if families are breaking up and one of the concerns is domestic violence, a lot of the women go into these shelters, and now they're allowed in some places to bring dogs into the shelters. You know, more often than not, when couples get divorced, if they don't have children, the big fight is over who gets the pet.
A lot of times.
Did you know that?
Absolutely.
I was talking to somebody on the plane last night who was talking when she saw the dog. She was telling me the story of her breaking up. And they had a lab or something, and they finally decided that because the lab was the best thing in their relationship, that they ought to share the dog. So they do, 1 week here and 1 week there.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. But that kind of brings up an idea. All these dogs that we have to euthanize every year, and actually we should ask our pet guy Warren about this, and all of these people who are in shelters or for either abuse or homelessness or even retirement homes, why don't they take some of these animals, and I'm sure they do this in some places, and use them in those areas to help comfort people and keep them company.
Mm-hmm. It's a great idea, Richie.
What you drinking, Dudley?
I'm having a little water, Rich.
All right. Good for
nice
you.
Water from the well. The new king of the baseball hill, Jennifer is probably aware of this already, the Dodgers are ending the Yankees' 15-year streak as baseball's biggest spender. Hey, yeah. Big spenders.
I can't say I'm very proud of us, but okay.
$235 million they will pay their baseball players this year on the Dodgers.
It's Los Angeles.
And they're going to win it this year. I can just feel it.
They were good last year. Their way to
they're
the top.
Okay.
It's a lot of money. All right, $235 million. I want you to know that. Also, I want you to know that you can live longer and healthier if you use Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus will take care of you if you have poor circulation, blood pressure issues. One of the things that the Heart Factors Plus combo, it's sort of a cocktail of things, but nitric oxide is a big thing that it has, opens up your veins and arteries, gets the blood around to your muscles, gets the blood to your heart, gets the blood to your head. It's good, good, good. And if you start taking it when you're about Richie's age and maintain it, keep it. I've been on it now since we first started talking about it last year. And when I have my my treatments in California for making sure that there's blood getting around in my system, they take the blood pressure, and wow, it's around 110 over 65, that sort of thing. That's a good reading, and I attribute a lot of it to Heart Factors Plus. So, if you want to help yourself to a longer, healthier life, call 800-577-8560 and ask for Heart Factors Plus. It's an astounding, did I say that right? Astounding cardiovascular supplement. Very effective combination of all kinds of natural ingredients that will improve blood flow to your muscles, to your heart, and to your head. 800-577-8560. And remember, if it doesn't work, you get your money back. How are you going to tell? Take your blood pressure. Get one of those home blood pressure monitors and watch your blood pressure levels as you take Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. Order it now and get a free bottle of a CoQ10 fish oil formula that's just out. And this is a cool thing as well. Something else you ought to have for a good circulatory system to function well. Again, longer, healthier, happier life with Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Longford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring, and another in late spring, strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on! Put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn! Feed it!
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And now through the end of the month, get a 15-week trial membership for only $15. You'll find incredible values on top brands like KitchenAid, Samsung, Dyson, and more, along with members-only savings on household essentials and fresh-picked produce. So join Sam's Club today for only $15 to start saving on everything you need for spring. Join and save. Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 tax info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks, then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
You're familiar, I hope, with our Dream Big America contest that Good Day program has every Tuesday, the sixth hour of the program, 9 o'clock. Many of you listen to it as our podcast continues to warm the cockles of many people's hearts, because they can listen to the whole program synthesized down, boiled down to about an hour and 50 minutes. I don't know what that says about the value of some of the material that we use here. But anyway, podcast1.com, podcastone.com, every day has pretty much the whole program. An important part of our program is the Dream Big America contest, where we pit people who are entrepreneurial that are trying to get a $20,000 prize every month against one another to determine who's going to win the prize. This month, we have boiled it down to three finalists: Ari Hoffman from Gobi H2O, John Milanovich of Right PSI, and Eric Dinger of Powderhook. See which one of these three you would be voting for later today at dreambigamerica.us. Here's first contestant.
You know, our aim is to eliminate bottled water. It's the number one selling beverage in the world, and it's a complete scam. 65% of all bottled water is filtered tap. It costs 2,000 times the price of tap. It's loaded with BPA, and it's wrecking our environment. It's much easier to turn the faucet on wherever you want to get free water. The problem is, people hate the way tap water tastes. That's why at Gobi, we patented the most user-friendly, portable filtered water bottle on the market. Not only do we have the world's first 100% compostable filter, but one Gobi filter is the equivalent to 1,067 single-use water bottles.
All right, find out.
Everyone has the right to clean water for life.
Good. Check him out at Dream Big America. More information about that company. Here's one called Right PSI. John Milanovich with a
Ever wonder
idea.
If your tires are low? You know tire pressure is important, but are you someone who rarely, if ever, checks their tires? Maybe you hate filling up your tires with taking the cap off and having a gauge handy. But let me tell you about Right PSI. It's tire caps that turn orange when your tire is low, black when not, and yellow when overfilled. Our caps make you safer, save money, and help the environment.
All right. That's a great idea. We all kind of like that one. And Eric Dinger, if you're a fisherman or a hunter, listen up to Powderhook.
Powderhook is a website for finding a place to go hunt or fish. It's a pretty simple concept. It's actually probably something very familiar to most people listening to this show. There are things like Airbnb or VRBO.com. Expedia.com, places that you can go that you can find all of your options when you want to go do something.
All right. So check him out. All three of them, Dream Big America profile, then vote for the one you like. See who the winner is going to be tomorrow during the program. I'll announce the winner.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Movie moments start with movie music. This is Roxette from the movie Pretty Woman. It Must Have Been Love. This was the number one movie during this week in 1990, by the way. That's 24 years ago.
This is a hot car.
It's a little temperamental.
Yours?
No, it isn't.
Stolen?
No, not exactly. What's your name?
Clay Waxman.
Julia Roberts with Richard Gere. They did two of these movies together, and I thought they were both really charming, fun, good movies. I was about to say wholesome, but I guess when
not really.
You think about that.
Not so wholesome.
But every
wholesome
woman loves this movie. Oh my gosh,
that's a great movie.
I'm not a planner. I wouldn't say I was a planner. I would say I was a kind of fly by the seat of my pants gal. You know, moment to moment. That's me. That's you.
It's really interesting to hear her voice then and hear it now.
She sounds so young, doesn't she?
Yeah, very young. I wonder if some people think this established her career, or was it Mystic Pizza? Is this the one that
Pizza was her first role, but this was it, I think. Yeah. I mean, this is her big break.
Yeah, I agree with Jennifer. And does anybody know the original title of Pretty Woman?
No.
No.
It was $3,000, which was the money Richard Gere offered her to spend the night.
Huh. Interesting.
Huh. He overpaid because he probably could have got her for $900.
Edward, are you in town on business or pleasure?
Business, I think.
Business, you think. Well, then let me guess. That would make you a lawyer.
A lawyer?
Mm-hmm.
Makes you think of a lawyer.
You've got that sharp, useless look about you.
Sharp. Yeah, that's a great description of a lawyer. Sharp, useless look about you. So, Julia Roberts with Preacher Gear.
I don't remember two of these. There was?
There was another one called The Runaway Bride or something. What was it? She on a horse?
Yeah, well, it wasn't a sequel to Pretty Woman. They did the film. They re-teamed for Runaway Bride. Which was decent. Wasn't as good as Pretty Woman, but their chemistry was very good together.
Yep. All right, so anyway, that's our movie of the day, the number one movie from this week in 1990, Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts, and Richard Gere. Chucker has movie news for us just a moment here.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This next song goes out to someone real special. Web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code. And that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
All right, Chucker, you're the movie news man. What's going on in the world of movies, DVDs, rentals, FlixNet, whatever we got here?
This is a fascinating story I know you're going to debate, so I'm going to give it to you. There's a big rumor flying around the Internet this morning that Disney is seriously considering and might do the James Bond route with their Indiana Jones franchise and recast Indiana Jones, and the actor on the top of their list is Bradley Cooper.
No.
That'll work.
Now, I'm going to give my opinion. I say do it.
Yes, I agree.
But Harrison Ford is still perfectly capable.
I thought that they had Harrison Ford in the bucket
for
two more.
That's what I heard also with his deal. But you never know what. Again, this is just a giant rumor floating around. But let's be honest. Whether Harrison Ford does another one or not, they are going to go this route eventually because they're not going to. Indiana Jones could, you know, play for the.
Wait a minute. Walk away from this franchise.
Just a second. How is Disney involved in a Spielberg DreamWorks production?
Because when they cut the deal with Lucas to buy the Star Wars property, the Indiana Jones franchise went with it.
It did?
So Disney controls both Star Wars and Indiana Jones.
When you were at Disney last week, you didn't notice all the Indiana Jones attractions?
No, they were just putting up big posters of me, and I didn't notice any of the other ones.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Sorry.
We'll see what happens. But one other bit of TV news. Fox released a 1 minute, 4 second coming attraction trailer to 24 Live Another Day yesterday. Which goes back on the air May 5th with Kiefer Sutherland playing Jack Bauer. I thought it looked very compelling, and it made me can't wait to see it.
All right, so, Kenny, we posted that where? Is that on? Where are we posting that?
That's on our Facebook page.
All right, why don't we put it up with the Good Day site as well? Maybe
the only thing about
tomorrow.
The trail, I don't know what they've done with Chloe, but she's got this eyeliner, makes her look like a goth.
Yeah, she's gothic.
Star. So it's strange.
She's kind of rocky in a number of ways. All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man here on the Doug Steffen program, 59 After.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.